The scripture this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Listen for this word of God. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, Lord. Send me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We have a second lesson from the Old Testament this morning. This one from the book of 1 Samuel, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. Hear now these words. "Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, 'Samuel, Samuel,' and he said, 'Here I am,' and ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' But he said, 'I did not call. Lie down again.' So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' But he said, 'I did not call, my son. Lie down again.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, 'Go lie down, and if he calls you, say, you shall say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."' So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.'" Here ends our second lesson. Let us pray. O Lord God, we thank you for your holy word as it's come to us this morning. As we take this time to ponder upon it, may your spirit guide my words and all our thoughts. Amen. Daniel Schutte was a young Jesuit in 1981, studying theology in Berkeley, California, when a friend came up to him and asked him for a favor. The friend said, "Dan, I know it is late notice, but I'm planning the diaconate ordination ceremony, and I need a piece of music set to the text of Isaiah chapter 6. Now that would be a challenging request, wouldn't it, to write a piece of music? Made more challenging because the ceremony was only 3 days away. Schutte wrote about the experience. "He saw the look on my face. I told him that I was sick with an awful case of the flu and didn't know if I could compose anything suitable in that short a time. He encouraged me, and I told him that at the very least I would try to complete something in time for the ordination." Well, Dan Schutte managed to overcome his sickness and was able to compose one of the great hymns of the 20th century, "I, the Lord of Sea and Sky," which is better known by the refrain, "Here I am, Lord." Every Sunday we sing wonderful hymns, new ones, old ones, simple ones, complicated ones, and we sing them with gusto, don't we? Hymns form the foundation of our worship and often shape our faith in ways that sermons never can. In fact, Henry Giles once said, "A song will outlive all the sermons in memory." If that is so, then perhaps it would be good to consider the hymns that we sing and to see how they might be shaping our faith. And that's what I thought we would do this month, is look at some of those hymns that we sing and see how they're shaping our faith. And certainly in the modern era of hymn writing, few hymns have had the impact that this one, "Here I Am," has. The charge given to Schutte was one to write a hymn based on the 6th chapter of Isaiah, the passage that Becky read this morning. Comes early in the book, and in it the prophet describes his call from God. He tells us in vivid language of visions of how he got into this role of a prophet for God. He describes God sitting on the throne, surrounded by heavenly creatures who are singing their praises to God. In the face of such an overwhelming vision, Isaiah is overcome with a sense of his own personal unworthiness to even be present. He says, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips." Then, in response to Isaiah's confessions, one of those heavenly creatures takes a live coal from the altar and touches it to Isaiah's lips. This should burn, but in Isaiah's vision, it is not a destructive fire, it's a purifying fire. The creature then says, "Your guilt has departed and your sin blotted out." Once Isaiah is made clean, he hears the voice of God saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And now, ready to hear God's voice, Isaiah is also ready to respond, saying, "Here I am, send me." It was from this text that Schutte carved out a hymn in 3 days, both the text and the music. And you are welcome to open up your hymnals and look at these words as I look at them a bit here this morning. For if we look at Schutte's words, we see that there are two voices at play here. And for those who are opening your hymnal, it's hymn number 69. The hymn is a dialogue between God and humans, God and us, with God speaking in the verses and our response coming in the refrain. Schutte uses a repetitive formula for each verse. Look at that first phrase in each of the three verses. "I, the Lord of sea and sky, I, the Lord of snow and rain. I, the Lord of wind and flame. These are phrases that describe God's sovereignty over creation. These opening phrases are then followed with a phrase that cites God's special relationship with the humans that he has created. And look again at the second phrase in each verse. I have heard my people cry in verse 1. I have borne my people's pain in verse 2. I will tend the poor and lame in verse 3. Having established God's compassion for the people, then God declares what he will do for his people in each of the verses. In verse 1, God speaks of the ending of the darkness of their sin. In the second verse, God speaks of the pain of sin for humans and for God, and how God will free the people from sin with the wonderful line. I just love this middle line of the second verse. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone. Give them hearts for love alone. And in the final verse, Shuti emphasizes God's power to heal the wrongs of the world. And each verse ends with a plaintive question straight from Isaiah. Whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? The answer to this question comes from the refrain. As wonderful as the words in the verses are, it is the refrain that gives us the full power of this hymn. If the stanzas carry God's words to us, the refrain is our faithful response to God. What can we say when we hear the voice of God calling us? We can only say, here I am, Lord. Echoing the words of Isaiah and Samuel and many others throughout the Bible. You know, when I first sang this hymn, I sang the words, here I am, Lord, it is I, Lord, in my efforts to be a faithful servant of Christ. But what I sang were not Shuti's words, for Shuti wrote, here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I sang a statement, but Shuti wrote a question. And here in that one phrase, the phrase that I got wrong for so many years, is where Shuti's words connect most powerfully for each of us. Each of us has been called. Each of us are being called, and each one of us will be called one day by God into service in God's kingdom. And while we may think that we are ready to say, here I am, Lord, what we really want to say, is it I, Lord? Shuti's words touch all of us in that deep place where we want to believe, we want to be faithful, we want to do the right thing, but we're not sure we're up to it. I'm here, God, but are you sure you really want to send me? This is the response that is deep within each of us. Like Isaiah, we are not worthy to such a calling, whatever it is. And like Isaiah, we don't feel that we are equipped to handle whatever we are called to do. Shuti wrote, I remember sitting at my desk with a blank music score in front of me and asking God to be my strength. As I sat there praying for help, I remembered also the call of Samuel, where God came calling in the middle of the night and asked Samuel to do something beyond what he thought he was capable of. I worked for 2 days on the piece, and I remember being exhausted. I was making last-minute changes to the score as I walked over to my friend who lived several blocks away. I remember being very unsure of myself, but hoping that it would be what he wanted for the ordination. Shuti's uncertainty reflects our own uncertainty in answering God's call to us. Can I do it? Do I have the time? Do I have the skills? Do I have the faith to do whatever God wants me to do? For all of us, there is a moment of hesitancy in our service to Christ, and yet it is in that hesitancy that we open ourselves to God's creative work within us. Shuti concluded the refrains with words of courage, maybe cautious courage, but courage nonetheless, when he wrote, "I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart." Shuti wrote of the experience in writing this hymn, "For me, the story of here I am, Lord, tells of the God who overshadows us, giving power to our stumbling words and simple works of our hands, and making them into something that can be a grace for people. The power of God gives is far beyond what we could have planned or created." And maybe that's your experience as well. I know it has been for me that when God has called me to do something, and I answered, "Here I am, Lord." And I know that inside of me I was saying, "Is it I, Lord, really, and not this guy over here?" But when I answered and opened myself to God's work within me, through me, God did things that I never thought I could do. Who knows when the call will come for you to step out in service to Christ? Maybe it'll come in the middle of the night. Maybe it'll come in a vision. Maybe it'll come watching the evening news. Maybe in reading the church newsletter. Maybe in seeing someone on the street. Maybe it will be when we realize that the world we inhabit is not the world God wants. However it happens, when God does approach us, God will pose to each of us the question, "Whom shall I send?" And maybe in that moment, Shuti's refrain will echo inside your brain, and you will know how to answer.